Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two questions, Dan.
Yes.
Who's going to play goal for the Flyers tonight, and your gut feel on Couturier?
I think it's going to be Brian Elliott. He had the starter's net. He had his own net in practice yesterday, whereas the other two goalies, Neuvirth and Mrazek, shared a net. But I thought it was interesting that, you know, when I asked Dave Haxtell about it this morning, you know, if they're going to name us, you know, who his starting goalie would be, he said that's going to be a game-time decision. The other, yeah, I remember after game one, he said, my gut reaction is to go right back to Elliott. He's been pretty clear on his goaltender, but now he said game time. So it leads you to believe that Neuvirth's got a chance to play. But I think still it's going to be Brian Elliott. Gut on Couturier is he's going to give it a go. I think he's going to give it a go. It's an elimination game. If he thinks he can give it a go, I think he's going to do that. And he was able to – I thought it was interesting. He was able to skate the last 2 days, even though not doing that much. We didn't. He admitted that yesterday when we talked to him. And today he said he did a little bit more, did some face-off work, some simulated game situation stuff. So he's going to take warm-ups. And if he feels at all that he can be at least remotely close to being what himself is, I think he's going to give it a go.
Why Neuvirth last game as a backup, and why would he be the guy over Mrazek when Neuvirth's coming back from an injury?
Yeah.
They both have pretty good playoff numbers, actually, in their career, but Neuvirth's coming off an injury.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe because Neuvirth's healthy and he was ahead of them in the depth chart to begin with. It was an interesting decision, one that we did not even consider thinking about going into last game because it was just – Well, it was just generally assumed, I guess, that Peter Mrazek was going to be the backup and that Michael Neuvirth wasn't ready to go. But then Neuvirth comes out, you know, for warm-ups, and he's the backup, and he actually has to get in. So he got some time. But that's why I think it's still going to be Brian Elliott. Brian Elliott's the guy who they've rode as much as they can all year when he's been healthy. And if you're facing an elimination game, his numbers are not good, an .856, I think, save percentage in the series. But if you're facing an elimination game, you got to go with the guy that got you there, I think. And also, let's not forget, last time he played in this building, he made 34 saves and they won 5-1. So there's a little bit something there, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.